dig this. Welcome, everybody, to Break the Stereo here on Kootenai Co-op Radio, CJOY 93.5 FM in Nelson. Also heard at 96.5 FM in Crawford Bay. Spreading all over the Kootenais. Many thanks goes out to all the people who put this together, this awesome radio station. I'm DJ Rhapsody, your host of Break the Stereo every Saturday from 4 to 6 o'clock, bringing you the funk, soul, and rare groove. Always great to be down here playing all this great music. It's always a pleasure to bring so much music, man. It's just every week. Finding new cuts, just the crates, the vaults of the funk are so deep that it's pretty much endless. It would take a lifetime to really explore the far reaches. But let's do some exploring for the next hour or two. First track I want to play is an album I just picked up. Actually, I think this was a really popular album. I got it on eBay, and you can always kind of tell like which albums were popular back in the day by how many are for sale. Records that were printed a lot must have been popular. So this one, there seem to be quite a few copies of it on the internet. This is Herbie Mann with the title track from his 1972 album Push Push. This is a track called Push Push. Gotta love the Herbie Mann, gotta love the flute loops. This hour of Break the Stereo is generously sponsored by Dennis Martin of Phantom Forest Electrics. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. space prayer, honey. I don't need no money, honey, because, you know, she's always there.
to you, baby. Love to you.
26% of the registered voters form a mandate or a landslide. 21% voted for Skippy and 3-4% voted for somebody else who might have been running. But oh yeah, I remember in this year that we have now declared the year from Shogun to Reagan, I remember what I said about Reagan. Minute. Acted like an actor. Hollywood. Acted like a liberal. Acted like General Franco when he acted like governor of California. Then he acted like a Republican. Then he acted like somebody was going to vote for him for president. And now we act like 26% of the registered voters is actually a mandate. We're all actors in this, I suppose. What has happened is that in the last 20 years, America has changed from a producer to a consumer. And all consumers know that when the producer names the tune, the consumer has got to dance. That's the way it is. We used to be a producer, very inflexible at that, and now we are consumers and finding it difficult to understand. Natural resources and minerals will change your world. The Arabs used to be in the third world. They have bought the second world and put a firm down payment on the first one. Controlling your resources will control your world. This country has been surprised by the way the world looks now. They don't know if they want to be Matt Dillon or Bob Dylan. They don't know if they want to be diplomats or continue the same policy of nuclear nightmare diplomacy. John Foster Dulles ain't nothing but the name of an airport now. The idea concerns the fact that this country wants nostalgia. They want to go back as far as they can, even if it's only as far as last week. Not to face now or tomorrow, but to face backwards. And yesterday was the day of our cinema heroes riding to the rescue at the last possible moment. The day of the man in the white hat or the man on the white horse. Or the man who always came to save America at the last moment. Someone always came to save America at the last moment, especially in B-movies. And when America found itself having a hard time facing the future, they looked for people like John Wayne. But since John Wayne was no longer available, they settled for Ronald Reagan. And it has placed us in a situation that we can only look at like a B-movie. Come with us back to those inglorious days when heroes weren't zeros. Before fair was square, when the cavalry came straight away and all American men were like Hemingway, to the days of the wondrous B-movie. The producer, underwritten by all the millionaires necessary, will be Casper the Defensive Weinberger. No more animated a choice is available. The director will be Attila the Hague, running around frantically declaring himself in control and in charge. The ultimate realization of the inmates taking over at the asylum. The screenplay will be adapted from the book called Voodoo Economics by George Papadoc Bush. Music by the village people, the very military, macho man. A theme song for saber rattling and selling wars door to door. Remember, we're looking for the closest thing we can find to John Wayne. Clichés abound like kangaroos, courtesy of some spaced-out Marlon Perkins, a Reagan contemporary. Clichés like itchy trigger finger and tall in the saddle and riding off or on into the sunset. Clichés like get off of my planet by sundown. More so than clichés like he died with his boots on. Marine tough to man is Bogart tough to man is Cagney tough to man is Hollywood tough to man is cheap steak tough and Bonzo substantial. Ultimate in synthetic selling, a Madison Avenue masterpiece, a miracle, a cotton candy politician, pesto macho, 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 man. Put your orders in America, and quick as Kodak, your leaders duplicate with the accent being on the dupes. Because all of a sudden we have fallen prey to selective amnesia, remembering what we want to remember and forgetting what we choose to forget. All of a sudden the man who called for a bloodbath on our college campuses is supposed to be Dudley goddamn Durack. You go give them liberals hell, Ronnie. That was the mandate to the new Captain Bly on the new ship of fools. It was doubtlessly based on his chameleon performance in the past as a liberal Democrat, as the head of the Studio Actors Guild. When other celluloid saviors were cringing in terror from McCarthy, Ron stood tall. goes all the way back from Hollywood to Hillbilly, from liberal to libelous, from Bongo to Birchite or Born Again. Civil rights, women's rights, gay rights, it's all wrong. Call in the cavalry to disrupt this perception of freedom gone wild. God damn it, first one wants freedom, then the whole damn world wants freedom. Nostalgia, that's what we want. The good old days, when we gave them hell. When the buck stopped somewhere and you could still buy something with it. To a time when movies was in black and white, and so was everything else. Even if we go back to the campaign trail, before Six Gun Ron shot off his face and developed hoof and mouth. Before the free press went down before full court press and were reluctant to view the menu because they knew the only thing available was Crow. Lon Chaney, our man of a thousand faces. No match for Ron. Doug Henning does the makeup. Special effects from Grecian Formula 16 and Crazy Glue. Transportation furnished by the David Rockefeller Remote Control Company. Their slogan is, why wait for 1984? You can panic now and avoid the rush. So much for the good news. Wall Street goes, so goes the nation, and here's a look at the closing numbers. Racism is up, human rights are down, peace is shaky, war items are hot, the house claims all ties, jobs are down, money is scarce, and common sense is at an all-time low in heavy trading. Movies were looking better than ever, and now no one is looking because we're starring in a B-movie.
Tuned in to Break the Stereo here on Kootenai Co-op Radio, CGOI 93.5. That was Jill Scott-Heron from his 1981 album Reflections with a track called B-Movie. We also heard Funkadelic with a track called You Can't Miss What You Can't Measure. Off their album Cosmic Slop, we heard Cold Blood. Gotta love the Cold Blood. I Just Want to Make Love to You. That was from their 1969 self-titled album Cold Blood. What a great band. Those guys are some serious funksters. We also heard a double shot of Al Green. The one from his album I'm Still in Love with You, and the other from his album Let's Stay Together. We heard Look What You've Done for Me and I've Never Found a Girl. I love that song, Never Found a Girl. What a great track. Never Found a Girl Like You. Jimmy McGriff, we heard off his album The Worm. And this track was going out to the Blue Team. And that was a song called Blue Juice. And we started the set off with Herbie Man from his album Push Push. All right, well, let's get into this one here. This is a favorite here on Break the Stereo. This is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Sharon Jones is actually performing May 27th in Vancouver in Stanley Park. Check it out, man, if you guys are down there, or if you tune in down there on Kootenai Co-op Radio, a show not to miss. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. What a band, what a voice. This is Nobody's Baby from her album 100 Days, 100 Nights.
Yeah. It was a stormy night, you know, the kind where the lightning strikes. And I was hanging out with some of my artsy friends. Ooh, you, you. The night was long, the night went on. We were cooling out until the break of dawn. Incense was burning, so I'm feeling right. I see, I picked my friends like I picked my fruit. Again, he told me that when I was only a youth, I don't walk around trying to be what I'm not. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. I work at pleasing me, cause I can't please you. And that's why I do what I do. My soul flies free like a willow tree. Do we, do we, do we?
I'd like to dedicate this to all of the Creator's righteous children. I have some food in my bag for you. Not that edible food, the food you eat. No, I have some food for thought. Since knowledge is infinite, it has infinitely fell on me. So,
It was a stormy night. You know, the kind where the lightning strikes. And I was hanging out with some of my artsy friends. Ooh, you, you. The night was long. We're cooling out through the break of dawn. Incense was burning, so I'm feeling right. I see, I picked my friends like I picked my fruit. Again, he told me that when I was only a youth. I don't walk around trying to be what I'm not. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. I work at pleasing me, cause I can't please you. And that's why I do what I do. My soul flies free like a willow tree. Do we, do we, do we? And if you don't want, if you don't want to be down with me, then you don't want to pay for my apple tree. And if you don't want to be down with me, you just don't want to be down. I have a home, and I take it everywhere I go. Cause I'm planting seeds, so I reap what I sow. You know, on and on and on and on. My cyber keeps moving like a rolling stone. My friends like a big fruit. Again, he told me that when I was only a youth. I don't walk around trying to be with I'm not. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. I work at pleasing me, cause I can't please you. And that's why I do what I do. My soul flies free like a willow tree. Do we, do we, do we? And if you don't want to be down with me, you don't want to pick from my apple tree. And if you don't want to be down with me, if you don't want to be down with me, you don't want to pick from my apple tree. And if you don't want to be down with me, you just don't want to be down. On my, my, my. On my, my. Around trying to be what I'm not. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. I work at pleasing me, cause I can't please you. And that's why I do what I do. My soul flies free like a willow tree. Do we, do we, do we? And if you don't wanna be down with me, you don't wanna pay for my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me, you dumb, dumb, bitty. And if you don't wanna be down, if you don't wanna be down with me, you just don't wanna be down. You just don't wanna be down.
deal. The streets that nurtured Lauryn Hill made sure that I never go too far. Every ghetto, every city, and suburban place I've been make me recall my days in the New Jerusalem.
You know.
Story starts in Hooterville. Grew up next to Ivy Hill when kids were stealing quarter bills for fun. Killed a guy in Carter Park. Rode a mongoose till it's dark. Watching kids show off the stolen ones. Every ghetto, every city, and suburban place I've been make me recall my days in the New Jerusalem. You know it's hot, don't forget what you got. Looking back, looking back. Times 20 cents and a nickel.
Well,
Springfield Lab had the best popsicles. Saturday morning cartoons and kung fu. Main Street Roots Tonic with the dress. A beef patty and some cocoa bread. Move the patch from my leaves to the tongue of my shoe. Remember, Freeland Heisen used to have the bomb leather. Back when Doug Fresh and Slick Rick was together. Looking at the crew, we thought we'd all live forever. Remember when Hawthorne and Chancellor had beef? Moving records was on Central Ave. I was there at dancing school. South Horn Javits, ball and pool. Unaware of what we didn't have. Writing my friends' names on my jeans with a marker. Man. July 4th races outside Parker. Fireworks in Martin Stadium. The untouchable PSP, all the crazy niggas, and coffee got a way through Irvington. Hillside brings beef with the cops, self-destruction record drops, and everybody's name was Muslim. Women producing sensations in 88, attract the kids from out of state, and everybody used to do the wop. Jack your body. Not a Bismarck used to amp up the party. I wish those days they didn't stop. Every ghetto, every city, and suburban place I've been made me recall my days in every city. You know it's hot. Don't forget what you got. Looking back.
You are tuned into Break the Stereo, CGOI 93.5, 107.5 out of New Denver, all around Silicon Valley. Welcome all listeners. It is Saturday afternoon, or if you're tuned into the rebroadcast on Tuesday nights at 11. I'm your host, DJ Rhapsody, here with you, playing a little bit of newer stuff there. We heard Well, you guessed it. That was Lauryn Hill, Every Ghetto, Every City off The Miseducation. What a great album. I'm sure most people out there have listened to that album a few times. If you haven't, you might want to do so. Another album that you might want to do so, Badouism. Wow, I have listened to that album hundreds of times. That was Erica Badu with my favorite song on the album. That was Apple Tree off her album Badouism. We also heard Harry Nilsson in there off a really interesting album called The Point from 1971. That was Me and My Arrow. Yeah. The premieres we heard with Make It Me. We also heard Reuben Bell with a great track, Super Jock. Right on, right on. Well, we're rounding down the end of the hour. And it has been a slice. Let's keep it rolling. This hour of Break the Stereo has been generously sponsored by Dennis Martin of Phantom Force Electrics. And I got two more tracks from you. This is Weldon Irvine with Walk That Walk, Talk That Talk. Oh,